This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Time to hear more from manager Rocco Baldelli. It is brought to you by UCare. He and Chris start by looking at the wild weather from last night.
Rocco, obviously last night was an interesting night on about 10,000 different fronts. Have you ever actually been part of a game that was played while the tornado sirens were going off in the distance?
Not a real tornado siren. I think we had the test siren run a few times over here where it's really going off. Everyone's a little weirded out. And then there's just the element of like that kind of noise in your ear while you're trying to like throw strikes. Like that can't be the easiest thing for the players themselves. But no, that's the first time we've had an actual tornado or severe weather warning. And the thing was blaring, but we played through it.
Don't want to dwell too much on Bailey. Had a rough day, but we'll see him again and he'll be fine. Your bullpen, I thought, does deserve mention. In particular, Scott Blewitt, because he came in a tough spot. He took a comebacker off his hand, and boy, did he bow up and give you some huge innings.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he was still out there and said he was fine. You could see the stitches where the line drive hit him. He just kind of looked at us, and he's like, well, maybe it'll hurt in a little while, but I don't feel it yet. But he kept pitching. He threw great, gave us three really strong innings. His stuff was good. And he got us to the middle of the ball game. You know, obviously we didn't win the game, and the point is winning the game. But him being able to do that really helped us out in a lot of ways.
Busy day today. Michael Tonkin claimed off waivers, not here yet, so we'll deal with him when he arrives. But for the time being, you need fresh arms in the bullpen. Trevor Richards out, and it looks like Caleb Bosley, the Boz, is back.
The Boz is back. Yeah, we're going to bring the Boz. He's geared up, and he can throw tons of pitches and get ground balls and throw strikes and do some good things for us. So we had to designate Trevor Richards, which was tough. He's a great guy, great teammate, great worker. You know, he's had a long career already to this point and has had a lot of success. And I think there's some better days to come with him. I fully anticipate seeing him in the big leagues again.
Your lineup is loaded with lefties today. Julian batting cleanup. And that's in response to Schwellenbach, a guy who was a shortstop at the University of Nebraska. Hasn't pitched a whole lot, but has pitched really, really well in his rookie year. But pretty decisive splits. Is it mostly with that slider that the splits are a big part of it?
I think a lot of it is he throws the slider and the cutter, a lot of stuff going away to righties. That fastball is a good fastball. It's a lower slot, kind of slightly crossfire fastball to righties. It's just a tough pitch to gear up on and to know where to look. It's not the type of angle you see every day. And he's got very good stuff. It's just played so well against right-handed hitters that we figured let's just stack it with lefties and see what happens.
All right, it was picture day today, so we'll close on a lighter note. Do you save all your team photos, all your years in the game? Is it like a school picture when you're a kid, or do they just get snapped and disappear?
Most of them disappear. They do end up on a wall over here. Dustin Morse runs the show over here, and basically I just get to rag them in front of the whole team while we're all sitting there getting pictures, the picture lined up. But I have a few of the pictures still in my office. As time goes on, because they're not framed, they kind of curl up on me. But I uncurl them every once in a while and look at some of the faces and enjoy some of the memories and moments that we've had with those guys.
All right, that's Rocco Baldelli. We'll send it back to Gino.
Yeah, I wonder who is the Burt Blyleven and the prankster of this bunch, always making picture day interesting. Hopefully the night concludes with a post-game Polaroid on the field after a win. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCare, people-powered health plans. Having three rookies in the rotation at this point of the season was not in the plans, but Mike Petriello explains why it has not been a bad thing. That is when we dive into the numbers next here in your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.